Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show, you can. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
So whenever we start the show out, we always kind of do a quick review beforehand because we always, you know, bring different show prep to the floor. And sometimes we bring the same show prep to the show. And that's what we have done tonight. Again, we don't coordinate these things in advance. Chris, you and I had a very similar story about Russia looking at taking Bitcoin and Bitcoin for oil and gas. This, according to Decrypt.co and other cryptocurrency news media, they say here that apparently Pavel Zavalny, the chairman of the Russia State Duma Committee on Energy, said during a videotape.
They still call it the Duma?
What is that?
That's what they called the legislature during the Soviet years.
Wow. I guess.
Wow.
He said during a videotaped press conference this week that the country would accept Bitcoin for its energy exports. According to a transcript, Zavalny said the West would either need to pay for oil using rubles or gold, while allies or neutral countries such as China and Turkey can settle in rubles or their native currencies. He then added, you can also trade Bitcoins.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So that's a pretty huge deal. And, you know, this is the chairman of the committee, so presumably this is a not just like we're talking about it. This is a maybe thing. It sounds like, yeah, if you want to buy oil for Bitcoin from Russia, now you can do that. That's the thing.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting if they actually have transactions, like sizable transactions in any kind of crypto. If they do and it becomes a thing, that's going to have a massive cause, you know, the markets to go crazy when it comes to crypto.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, if you're an oil buying nation, okay, you can have your reserves in dollars. Now you can have your reserves in rubles. It used to have to be. You used to have enough dollar reserves
right.
to buy oil, and that was the basis of the petrodollar. Now you can have your money in dollars, which is losing value, rubles, which is losing value precipitously,
mm-hmm.
or Bitcoin, which is either staying the same or gaining.
I mean, Bitcoin can go down.
It can go down.
It can go down, but has there been any, since the introduction of Bitcoin, has there been a year where it has lost value year over year?
There probably has been.
I think there has been, but you have to understand also that if you've given it any, I think, two or three-year period, it's like, the value has skyrocketed from where it was. So
yeah, there's never been a two-year drop. The only time there might have been a one-year drop is this very last year.
I don't know. After 2017's spike, it went down for a couple of years. It took like 3 years for it to come back from that. So, but it might have okay. all gone down in that first year and then started to come back up. I don't know. I'd have to look at the charts.
Yeah, you're probably right. Actually, that was probably the one time.
But history shows if you have held on to Bitcoin for 3 or 4 years since when you bought it, it's probably gone up.
Yeah.
History shows again and again how nature points out the follies of man.
It's not even gone. If you held it at least 3 years, it's not even gone up just a little bit. It's gone up a lot. good from chances. Where you bought it at.
Good chances, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if you bought it at the height, for example, like when it hit $20,000, mm-hmm. it dropped to
that's
as low
the previous
as like,
height.
Yeah, 6,000. It dropped as low as 6,000.
Went down.
But
like,
what's it at? It went all the way up to 66 since then, and correct. It dropped back to 40. But 40 is still way higher than 20.
Yep, sure is. In fact, today I think it hit around $44,000 or $45,000 per Bitcoin. So, I mean, the odds that some country is going to pay with Bitcoin seems fairly slim. I mean, if you've got a bunch of rubles sitting around, you might as well pay with those first.
Right.
Because, again, those are going to lose value.
I don't know. The ruble is actually the one national currency that I think might not be at its low point or at its high point now, just because there was a huge drop in the ruble when sanctions hit.
Right.
And the thing is, the sanctions aren't going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people act like these things are forever and ever, amen. But the reality is, they're not going to sanction Russia forever. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
So the ruble I expect to recover somewhat.
Yeah, unless I'm mistaken about this, I don't even think it went down. I mean, it don't get me wrong, it dropped, but like it didn't drop that much. I think it was like something like 80. It went from like 80 to 94 on the dollar or something like that. So
really, is that?
Yeah,
all?
I'd heard there was a pretty precipitous drop, but we should probably look into it rather than
look
actually
into.
Speculate about it.
I am speculating a little bit, but that's what I thought I recall reading.
I must admit, I'm speculating too because I haven't had the money for speculation, so I haven't been watching currencies or anything that quickly.
Not that any of us would want to buy something like a fiat currency, even if we could.
I mean, why?
Insane.
Why would I buy rubles when I can just spend my crypto?
Yeah,
to buy oil.
Yeah.
So, of course, the reason why it's kind of difficult to use cryptocurrency to buy something like oil is, you know, generally you want something that's going to be stable to make a purchase like that. I mean, we're not talking about. Like here in Keene,
well,
New Hampshire.
I mean, really, playing devil's advocate, what you want to make your payment in is the thing you think will drop the most in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was making payments, I would want to make my payments in dollars first.
Or rubles or whatever.
Yeah. Spend what you want to get rid of.
Right. Yeah.
Hold what you want to hold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. I can't imagine many are going to actually use Bitcoin to make this purchase.
I think the times,
but it's great that it's available and it's amazing.
The times that I think that I see there's so sometimes it's valuable to spend your crypto over spending your dollars, and I think it just kind of depends on the circumstances. Like if you're paying, you know, high fees for something to purchase something from overseas,
or if you can't send a bank transfer because you've got sanctions against you, or something like that.
Like, there's a lot of situations where, you know, crypto can come
in
handy.
Makes sense.
Right, or if you're trying to buy something from the dark web, not that I'm suggesting people are, but you know, there's a lot of different situations.
People do, otherwise the dark web wouldn't exist.
Well, sure. So, but anyway, the point is that there's a lot of situations where people, it's either going to save the money, or it's the only option, or, you know, just a lot of different things.
Well, plus, and this is kind of a different situation, normally when we're trying to get like a local business to take cryptocurrency here in the Keene area, which is one of the top places on the planet for businesses that accept crypto on a per capita basis, you know, you have to talk to the business owner about, oh, well, you know, obviously you can't spend this with your vendors, right? Like the whoever it is that's selling you, like the Corner News here, which has been taking Bitcoin since I think as far back as 2013 or something. It's been a long time. She's got to buy more inventory from some kind of a supplier, and the odds are that the supplier isn't going to take Bitcoin at this point in the game. So it's sort of a dead end. So what, you know, you have to tell them is, look, it's not going to be 90% of your sales. It's going to be 1%, maybe. It's going to be a half a percent. It's not going to be a huge chunk. So then in that case, you can just kind of play with it. As long as you're not scraping by, barely making the rent payments, if you get half a percentage or a percentage of your sales in crypto, you're fine just sitting on that and waiting and seeing. And that's a different situation than buying oil. However, since you're buying it from the supplier in this case, the Russian government probably doesn't really care because it wants that Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So it's no skin off the buyer's back to spend whatever amount of Bitcoin they have, because they don't have to worry about it fluctuating later. It's usually the person that takes it that's worried about the fluctuations. But in the case of the Russian government, I'm pretty sure it's a Russian state oil company that is doing the oil deals here. So they don't have anybody else to answer to. They can just take the Bitcoin, sell the oil, and and sit on the Bitcoin. And again, it probably won't be the majority of their sales anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's not really impossible to pay suppliers in crypto. What's difficult is paying every supplier in crypto.
Do you have suppliers you can pay with crypto?
Oh yeah, lots of them actually.
Mostly in China?
Not in China, U.S. suppliers for sure, definitely lots of them. But even for a restaurant, maybe you buy plastic forks, you can go on Amazon and pay with crypto for that. So
yeah, that's true.
It's not as hard as you think to spend that 1% that you might get in crypto, at their
I wouldn't recommend you spend it though, because you
maybe
probably
not
want to hold on to it.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah!
live. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about a pretty big piece of news for the world of cryptocurrency, and that is that Russia is now saying via the head of what they're calling the Russia State Duma Committee on Energy, Pavel Zvolny, who spoke at a hearing recently and said not only will they be accepting apparently gold for oil.
And Russia has been buying up gold for a long time.
That's true.
They've been preparing for this.
And not only could you pay gold for oil, but you can also pay with Bitcoin. And so that's a pretty big deal because it's the first time I've ever heard of anything like that where some, you know, oil dealer like that can has publicly announced they're willing to take Bitcoin. But that's not all.
Well, the only two times that I can remember oil dealers saying that that they would or even that they planned to accept something other than dollars for oil, there were two people who have said that in recent memory. One was Saddam Hussein, the other was Muammar Gaddafi.
And then they
common denominator, they're both dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's actually interesting is there was Venezuela with their supposed crypto
Petro.
That was oil. Now, not quite the same thing, but it was. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Although that would work if it was somebody other than Venezuela putting it out. I mean, it makes sense as a way to finance business. If you're running a gold mine, for example, okay, and you want people to invest in your gold mine, what the best way to do it that I can think of in the absence of government regulations to the contrary would be to make a gold-denominated cryptocurrency and sell it. So people basically pay in advance for the gold, and then once you dig the gold up in the ground, you redeem the cryptocurrency for gold, which is what the futures market was originally designed for. The way the futures market was supposed to work, now it's just used for speculation because it's detached from reality. But the way it was supposed to work is if you were a farmer, you would sell wheat futures for delivery at harvest time, and you would sell it in the spring, and then you would take that money in the spring and you would use it to buy your wheat field or your wheat seeds to pay your labor and do all that, and then once the crop came in it was already sold and you just delivered the crop
to IOU.
Exactly. And that's very important for financing things, but unfortunately the futures market's completely corrupt, at least in gold and silver. I haven't looked into it for, you know, getting physical delivery of pork bellies because I got no place to store physical pork bellies.
So in related news here, there was a headline that I saw a few days ago that now Russia is announcing that quote-unquote unfriendly countries, so I presume that's any country that is sanctioning them or friendly to the sanctioning countries, is now going to be required to pay for their gas exports in rubles only, according to Putin.
So they're trying to jack the price of the ruble back up by making the petro-ruble.
The president explained, according to RT, that Russia plans to abandon all compromised currencies, and he used the term compromised in this case, in payment settlements. He added that illegitimate decisions by
He doesn't understand that includes Bitcoin, BTC, but oh well.
he said that illegitimate decisions by a number of Western countries freeze Russia's assets, destroyed all confidence in their currencies, saying, quote, "I've decided to implement in the shortest possible time a set of measures to change the payments for, yes, let's start with this, for our natural gas supplied to the so-called unfriendly countries in Russian rubles, that is, to stop using all compromised currencies for transactions." He said further, quote, "It doesn't make sense to deliver our goods to the EU and the US and get paid in dollars and euros." So that's a huge change.
Good point.
Huge change. Plus, you've also got the other news that we talked about where China, I believe, was talking with India about accepting, was it China and India or was it Russia and India? Anyway, there was, it was Saudi Arabia. China and Saudi Arabia, sorry, were talking about accepting payments in the yuan instead of the petrodollar as well. So that hasn't happened yet. It's not a done deal.
Which is super interesting because of the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States.
Which has been not so great recently.
But it's one-sided. I mean, apparently our government loves Saudi Arabia, but Saudi Arabia doesn't care a single bean about our government. Note when Biden went to them hat in hand, will you please pump some more oil? Mm-hmm. And they said, nah. But keep sending us weapons so we can continue our genocide.
If I recall correctly, they wouldn't even take his phone call.
Yeah, that's true. Although the message was passed, the king would not take his phone call,
which is pretty funny.
It really is, especially since we've been not only turning a blind eye to their genocide in Yemen, and when I say we, I mean the American government, but actively supporting it by sending them weapons.
So now, after this announcement that unfriendly nations have to pay in the ruble, apparently the EU, well, they're mad about it. According to RT.com, leaders from some European Union member states...
Are they so mad that they can cry oil?
They've claimed that, according to this here, Moscow's demand for that unfriendly countries pay rubles for Russian gas could reach, or rather breach, supply contracts, Reuters reported Wednesday.
And didn't their freezing Russian assets also breach contract, supply contracts?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to sound like I'm loving Russia because I have never been... I mean, the idea of having a head of state who's ex-KGB is just as bad as having a head of state who's ex-CIA, George Bush.
No doubt. But the enemy of my enemy is...
Not necessarily my friend, but in this case, the enemy of my enemy is not in a position to harm me. Mm. Well, my enemy is in a position to harm me and is actively harming me every day.
I don't know. I think it's the possibility is there for him to harm you, but the reality is there's already somebody harming you, and they're already in the United States. It's called the U.S. government.
The possibility is there. He could nuke. I don't think that... I mean, Russia can barely invade the Ukraine. I don't think they'd have a chance in hell of invading the United States, where there would be, as a Japanese general put it, a rifle behind every blade of grass.
It's not likely that we have anything to fear of them invading. It's more like we have more of a fear of them as far as like nuking us and the world, basically. But that seems less like, doesn't seem
likely.
Well,
they could nuke us. I don't think that's likely because I think that is basically, I think they would find themselves at war with the entire world with the exception of China and North Korea.
Yeah. The U.S. is good at fear-mongering and making us scared of all our enemies. But, I mean, what can they
really
do?
They're not so good at that with me. The only people they've made me afraid of is them.
Unfortunately, most of the population, they're good at fear-mongering. But
most of the population is idiots.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. We'll continue. It's free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News. A key Democrat is supporting Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court.
As more and more Republican senators cannot get behind Judge Jackson's Supreme Court nomination, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said Friday that he will vote in support of confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Because Republicans don't have the numbers, Manchin's support essentially guarantees Jackson's lifetime confirmation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man is facing battery charges for punching a Southwest Airlines employee. Police say Courtney Drummond was taken off a plane at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport because of his aggressive behavior. He then allegedly threatened a gate attendant before hitting the employee. A mixed bag on Wall Street to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 153 points to close at 34,861. The S&P adding 23 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ lost 22. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Show here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Russia telling quote unquote unfriendly countries that if they want to buy oil from Russia from this point on, they're going to have to pay in the ruble. The number again, 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. Also, they're willing to accept Bitcoin from, I'm not sure, it's not clear if it's the friendly countries from whom they're willing to accept Bitcoin or anyone. That's not made clear by the statements from the State Committee on, or the State Duma Committee on Energy, which did say in a recent conference that they will be accepting Bitcoin for oil and gas. But they didn't say whether it was only from the friendly countries or only from the unfriendly countries.
It would be nice if they'd included a list of who they consider friendly countries, too. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that China would be on the list, maybe North Korea.
Venezuela.
That's true. They're friendly with Venezuela. They're friendly with Cuba still, I think. Although they're not sending money to Cuba since the Soviet Union fell, as far as I know.
I suspect as any country that is not engaging in sanctions would be on the friendly list.
Yeah.
And any that are engaging in that would be on the unfriendly list. But if you want to learn...
That's true. I'm guessing India would be on it because they abstained from the UN vote.
And that's right.
They themselves are being sanctioned.
As a result, right?
Yeah, which is insane. That's like schoolyard bully stuff. Mm-hmm. If you still talk, if you don't help me fight this person, then you become an enemy.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely schoolyard. Yard Bully.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page there, and you can get some introductory videos that will give you a real understanding, or at least a start of an understanding of some of the things that you really ought to understand prior to getting into cryptocurrency. There's a little learning curve, and you can start taking that curve right now by going to bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You can also buy your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or fraction of, because, again, you don't have to buy a whole coin. You can get a piece of it over at bitcoin.com. They've got more than just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. The last time I saw the site, which was a while ago, they had a large variety. I was quite surprised at how many coins they had available there. Plus, you can also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. So, again, just focusing here from the story from RT on the EU, they're now upset. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Thursday that the currency that his country...
Scholz. I know nothing. I see nothing.
His country's companies must pay for Russian fossil fuels is fixed in their contracts. Quote, there are fixed contracts everywhere with the currency in which the deliveries are being paid. Part of these contracts. In most cases, it says euros or dollars.
Are they going to pay in euros and dollars without using SWIFT?
Great question. Well, that's, you know, this is interesting.
I'd call that force majeure.
Yeah, they're changing the terms of the the conditions effectively, but they haven't actually restricted SWIFT. I think they've only mostly restricted SWIFT, and they're excluding
certain Russian banks from SWIFT.
Yeah, they're excluding that for oil payments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yes, as I understand it.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but if I was Putin and you said, wait, I can use SWIFT to accept money, but not to spend it.
Right.
Well, then I can't use SWIFT, can I?
Right.
You know, what am I going to do with money I can't spend?
Indeed. Yeah, great question. So in this particular case, all right, fine. Let's say Russia has violated the contract. What are you going to do about it? Huh? You want their oil, don't you? They're willing to accept payment even from the, you know, the quote unquote unfriendly countries here, but they want it in rubles. And if you don't want to buy oil from Russia, then go buy it from somewhere else, right? I'm like, what are they going to do? If Russia violated its contract and the international court says you violated your contract, well, they're already basically punishing these people, so, like, what skin off their back is it going to be if somebody says, some judge says, yep, you violated the contract? What's that going to do to them?
It's like when Andrew Jackson, who did some good things, but he was also responsible for the Trail of Tears, which was an atrocity. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Trail of Tears was unconstitutional. Mm. And Andrew Johnson's response was, well, tell the Chief Justice to raise an army and stop me.
There you go.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. Not surprised.
So that's pretty much it. There's another comment by the Italian prime minister who said exactly the same thing about it being a breach of contract. Well, tough, you know. What are you going to do about it?
That's the problem when you start playing these games, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be one-upsmanship.
Yeah, that's all it is. They're playing games. Both sides are playing games. This is not, you know, it may have not been right for Russia to invade, but then again, the U.S. has been, you know,
NATO's been expanding.
Yeah, they've been expanding. There's no doubt about that. And it just keeps going back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's kind of like, it amazes me that people will rip somebody off and then expect them to keep their contract. I had an experience where somebody ripped me off for some weed when I was in the weed business, mm-hmm. and then came back later and tried to buy weed.
Amazing.
So I took his money, and then I said, okay, now we're even.
Right.
And he was like, well, aren't you going to give me what I bought? And I said, no. Don't you remember ripping me off?
What did he say?
He didn't seem to remember it. So maybe he was drunk at the time.
Yeah.
But weed has never made me lose my memory.
He was probably high on something else.
Alcohol sure will.
Yeah, something else, for sure.
The big things for memory are alcohol and roofies.
Oof.
You know, I don't think even heroin makes you lose your memory. It just makes you pass out so you don't accumulate any memories.
By the way, Russian gas accounts for 40 to 45% of Europe's total gas consumption. So this is a pretty big deal.
This is a
They really didn't think this out before they started with the sanctions, did they?
This is a bi-directional dependence. Russia needs Europe, and Europe needs Russia.
Do they need Europe? What do they get from Europe?
Money. Well, their economy runs on money.
But what do they really need money for? They produce food and they produce energy.
Yeah, sure. If you don't want any of the luxury of
manufactured goods are somewhat limited, but there's nothing to stop them from manufacturing if they have raw materials.
And
they can trade with China, and China has
pretty
much all of the raw materials that you need or can get it easily from Africa.
If you're going to manufacture something, you're not going to send it to Europe to be manufactured.
Russia actually is more of an exporter of raw materials and an importer of finished products. So,
but again, do what do you want
and
from
that's
Europe?
The thing. There's what stops them from manufacturing themselves. They haven't built the plant because they haven't needed the plant, but if they have raw materials, they can use those same raw materials to build an industrial base and then to build the stuff they need in the industrial base.
I mean, it depends on what we're talking about, but there are definitely, especially if you have sanctions against you, there are definitely some things that you cannot easily manufacture. There's parts that...
Yeah, you gave the example of some fancy German processor chip-making machines. Or whatever.
Yeah, and it's not like, exclusive to that.
Germany going to cut off sales of those machines to China? And if not, what's to stop China from reselling them to the Soviet Union? Russia?
It's a good question. And the answer to that may be parts and service. So, you know, when you're getting into highly technical, you know, machines that manufacture other machines, you know, there's probably parts and service contracts and all sorts of things. That it's not to say it's impossible, but it's kind of like take example, maintaining the flight, right? They have
the
planes. Airplanes.
Oh, okay.
They have airplanes in Russia, right? A lot of them. But even their own domestically manufactured airplanes are dependent on parts sourced from other countries that are sanctioning them now. So maintaining their own homegrown aircraft is a problem.
But how many of those parts really take something they can't produce to manufacture?
To replicate, you mean?
Right.
And that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm just
saying. Copyright or patent anymore.
That might be, but they still are going to have, you know, issues when it comes to interstate flight.
More on the way here, the number 603.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight we've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Phones are open. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. We also invite you online. Anytime you want to join us, there's our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. You can head over there and interact not only with other hosts of the show, but other Free Talk Live listeners. You will find that, once again, over at social.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Chris, I know you wanted to talk about maybe another country that might be making Bitcoin legal tender. And it's Saint
Love me tender.
Saint Martin? And I don't even know where. Is that a Caribbean nation? Do we even know?
I don't recall.
I think it's an island.
It might be a British, like, overseas.
Now I have to know. Could
territory
somebody Google
or
that?
Something, maybe? Or
I don't have a box with me.
There is a St. Martin in the Caribbean, apparently. But is it the one with two A's? Because there's one with two A's, too. And anyway, we'll have to figure this out.
No idea.
There's more than one St. Martin?
Yeah, actually. So there's Sint Maarten. So there's Sint Maarten, M-A-A-R-T-E-N, of which the capital is Philipsburg. And then there's Saint Maarten. Maybe it's the same place?
I suspect it's different
spellings. I suspect it's the same place with different spellings, because there are places like that. I mean, back in the day, if you read Old English literature, they're not even consistent in the way they spell the same word throughout the same document.
It is the same place.
Okay.
St. Martin. So it's,
I strongly doubted there was more than one St. Martin.
It's part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, apparently.
Oh, it's the Netherlands. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew they had some overseas territories, but...
Looks like it's east of Haiti. Apparently, east of
the Netherlands still has colonies.
I guess so.
In the New World, that's apparently kind of amazing.
Don't they own like Iceland or Greenland or one of them?
Ooh, I don't know offhand.
Think so. I think they settled Iceland, which the funny thing is Iceland is the green one and Greenland is the icy
one. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I remember learning that in school.
Yeah.
Dutch is the official language, as well as English in St. Martin.
So, English is the official language in the United States, but that doesn't make us a British colony anymore.
Well, true. All right, so what's the news about St. Martin? Do you have that handy?
Yeah, so I got a story from you today. Bitcoin Cash could become legal tender in St. Martin.
Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash, yeah.
Could we say that again in unison? We weren't quite synchronized.
I know. I actually just occurred to me that this was Bitcoin Cash when I read the headline.
Wow.
I think that was three of us.
That makes a lot more sense than Bitcoin BTC, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Where's this story coming from?
St. Martin.
U.today.
There's only one.
Yeah.
the website, though? U.today?
It's U.today.
Okay.
The 2-day is the domain name. So.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a TLD?
Yeah.
Wow.
Top-level domain. Yeah, so I don't know if you pronounce it. I'm pretty sure you first pronounced it St. Martin, but...
St. Martin.
Yeah,
it was founded by people from Boston.
St. Martin, constituent country of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, could make Bitcoin Cash, the most prominent fork of Bitcoin, its legal tender.
Wow. Somebody knew what they were doing in St. Martin. I'll tell you that much, because it's not what most people would think of first, but it makes so much more sense than using BTCs with its crazy fees.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, that rhymes, BTC with its crazy fee.
It's way more useful of a currency than Bitcoin is.
No doubt.
But, yeah. It's interesting. I'm not quite as critical of Bitcoin as I think a lot of people are, but... certainly.
You ever make a transaction with a $50 fee?
No, okay. I'm not that stupid. But, I think I have.
It's been a while since Bitcoin has had insane fees like that, but they're still way too high.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it happens any time that Bitcoin bubbles up. It happened in 2017, and it happened in 2020 whatever.
I don't think...
Maybe they didn't go to 50, but they went pretty high.
Yeah, I don't think I've paid more than, like, a dollar probably in most of the transactions that I've made as far as Bitcoin is concerned.
Still, it's too much.
A while.
Bitcoin Cash, for instance, or Dash, you're going to pay usually less than 2 cents or a cent's worth of crypto.
Right, and this is exactly why it makes a lot more sense that Bitcoin Cash would be adopted.
You can't go, for instance, one of the problems with Bitcoin and its acceptance in El Salvador, which I've got a whole story about that, by the way, maybe we'll get into it, but one of the difficulties has been, if you're a 70-year-old guy selling churros or something like that on the street out of a cart, you can't afford a dollar fee when it comes to sending your Bitcoin out to be exchanged or whatever. Your customers can't afford it either.
Not when the currency exchange rates are different, so you might be selling your churros for the equivalent of a quarter U.S.
Yeah.
You know, that's not unusual in a lot of less developed countries. Things aren't as expensive.
No one is going to want to pay a dollar fee on a 25-cent transaction. So
nobody certainly isn't going to want to.
The Bitcoin transaction fees have killed microtransactions, which was originally one of the real benefits of using Bitcoin.
And it's also killed banking the unbanked, which was another one of the big reasons for Bitcoin. BTC is... I'm sorry, I won't hold BTC. If somebody gives me BTC when and if I'm able to accept crypto again, I will immediately turn it into something else.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely, if you want to make small transactions, I would definitely not recommend, Bitcoin Cash. It is interesting.
You would not recommend
BTC. Bitcoin. Yeah, I would not recommend Bitcoin. I would recommend Bitcoin Cash. I'm not going to go and say it's not useful at all, but I will say that it's certainly less useful for especially smaller transactions. So.
It's useful for doing very large transactions between whales, but the problem is that's not where the value of a currency comes from.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a whale, though, to pay 50 cents or a dollar or whatever on a $500 transaction.
You do have to be someone in the United States or in the Western world, though. If you're in Africa and you're making $2 a day, that's not even an option for you.
Yeah, that's certainly a true statement. Yeah. It definitely doesn't work for people outside of, you know, the West.
And that's
world.
What Satoshi Nakamoto was trying to do. One of the things that he or she, whoever that person is that made Bitcoin, was trying to make a form of value transfer that could be accessed by anyone on the planet. Mm-hmm. And because there's so many people who are poor on the planet, having high transaction fees cuts all of them out from that that equation, and that's tragic.
And he had to have known that the block size would have to grow eventually.
No, this was,
he
this
was putting
something...
out proof of concept software. So you don't necessarily make your proof of concept scale. Mm-hmm. You just make it so that you can make it scale when you need to.
Wasn't this in the original white paper?
That it did not have a block size. Originally, Bitcoin, when it was released, did not.
At some point, I'm pretty sure that there was, like, before it was released or something like that, or maybe in the early days, this was, like, a topic of conversation was, like, the block size and how it doesn't scale. And so there were things that needed to be worked out still that hadn't been decided on.
That's right.
So...
And what people don't understand is what Bitcoin is really backed by. And Bitcoin is really backed by the service of recording and maintaining the record of transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And that service becomes more and more expensive. And when it becomes expensive... it's not worth using it when other people can provide the same service cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fair statement.
So what about St. Martin? What's going on there?
So let's see here. Rolando Prisson, the head of the United People's Party, says he has already started exploring such a bill. Bitcoin and non-fungible tokens would also be exempt from capital gains, according to Princeton.
NFTs? God. I don't see the point of NFTs.
I don't know anyone who sees the point of NFTs.
It's like they're a psyop or something.
It's just a fad. It's the latest fad. Remember the CryptoKitties thing from 4 years ago?
There was an Ethereum token. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's just now they can make anything an NFT.
Nobody was
basically
selling CryptoKitties for $250,000, though.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to what those were going for. But it was a huge fad that came up and kind of went away. And NFTs, I suspect, are going to be the same kind of... They've definitely blown up bigger than CryptoKitties. Because now every company, every corporation is jumping on the NFT bandwagon. A lot of them are. Yeah, it's blown up big time. We got more on the way, though, about what's happening in St. Martin, or what might be happening, because it's just a bill right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.